Taking the bad with the good. Long ago, Monkey and Rabbit were the best of friends. They spent so much time together, so they couldn't help but notice each other's habits. Monkey constantly scratched. He scratched behind his ears, his belly, and his back. He couldn't help himself. That's the way monkeys are. Rabbit, on the other hand, was always on alert for danger. She sniffed the air for enemies. Then she would turn her head from left to right to see if anyone was coming. She couldn't help herself either. That's the way rabbits are. One day, sitting by the riverside, Monkey grew annoyed with Rabbit. "Can't you keep still? How can I relax when you're always sniffing and looking around?" Rabbit replied, "In the short time we've been here, you must have scratched yourself 1,000 times. "All right, Rabbit, maybe I do scratch a lot, but I'll bet I can stop scratching longer than you can stop sniffing and looking around." "It's a bet," said Rabbit. "The loser will make dinner for the winner tonight." They both tried to sit still, but soon Monkey's skin began to itch unbearably. Rabbit was also struggling. Monkey devised a plan to trick Rabbit. He said, "Listen, Rabbit, let me tell you a story to pass the time." "That's a good idea," agreed Rabbit. Monkey began. "One day I got caught in a storm. The wind knocked down a branch that hit me behind the ear. I ran, tripped, and fell on my belly. I shivered as the cold rain poured over me." As he told the story, Monkey scratched behind his ear, his belly, and all over his body. Rabbit soon realized what Monkey was doing. "Monkey, something similar happened to me one day. One day I got lost and was so hungry I thought I'd die. Then I smelled something delicious." Rabbit sniffed the air and looked from left to right. "All right, Rabbit," said Monkey. "It's clear. Neither of us can stop our habits. They're natural to us." For the rest of the afternoon, Rabbit ignored Monkey's scratching, and Monkey overlooked Rabbit's twitching nose and turning head. Since there was no winner, they made dinner together, just as they usually did.